2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen. And to Janovic.
The mayor of Salt Lake City, Erin Mendenhall, holding a news conference right now regarding her school mask mandate. We've got KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson covering that news conference. They're trying to determine if she intends to continue the mask mandate in schools, Dave, in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are just kind of confused what is mandated, what schools are involved. And you heard, as we were listening just during the break, we heard from the mayor, and she said that she's recommending they continue wearing masks in schools, but also in social gatherings, outside in social gatherings, and to see if there is any change in what the mayor has already mandated.
Right now, we're going to talk about this mystery of a 22-year-old woman. Her name is Gabby Petito. She's from New York. She's not from Utah, but apparently at some point she travels through Utah a couple of weeks ago and then leaves the state with her boyfriend in a van, according to what we know so far. And then at some point along their journey, Gabby disappears. So authorities here are involved in the investigation to some extent. We want to get Garna Mejia on the line with us now live for KSL Television. She's been covering this story. She spoke to the parents of Gabby. And Garna, what do we know about this? This seems so strange that she made it from New York to Utah and then vanished.
Yeah, good morning, you guys. And I mean, I think that's the way to put it, is this is a strange case, and there's still a lot of unanswered questions and a lot of information that police are keeping close to their vest. So this is being handled by the Suffolk County Police Department out in New York. They say she left New York on July 2nd. That's where her mom was, left with her boyfriend on this cross-country trip. They were going to spend time in Colorado and southern Utah. And according to their social media, her family says that they made it there. They spent time there. They were in contact with family and friends. And they kind of wanted to do this trip and document it on social media. They wanted to get a following of, you know, just living out of your van and being able to travel the country. And so sometime around August 21st, they get to Salt Lake City. They stay here for a couple days. Dad says he knows that because they were out of Wi-Fi, and so he placed an Uber Eats order for them that was delivered to them here in Salt Lake City. They check out a couple days later, make it to Grand Teton National Park by the 25th, and then she goes silent. And so her mom says, you know, the last time that would be the last time she heard from her, the last text she got from her was on the 30th. And they were supposed to be heading towards Yellowstone. They don't know if the couple ever made it there. Then, you know, 10 days go by. They're seeing no activity on her social media. They're seeing nothing. And so they start kind of looking, and they start calling friends and realize no one has heard from her. And so they start trying to see if any law enforcement agency would pick up the case. And that's where we are today, where on Saturday, authorities in New York officially started looking into this case.
Have we heard from the boyfriend? Do we know where the boyfriend is? And was he with her?
Dave, that is a really good question. And I think that's one of the biggest questions that we have right now, is police are confirming that she is missing. They are confirming, however, that they found her van, but they won't tell us where her van was found. They won't tell us what happened to the boyfriend. They won't tell us if they've spoken with the boyfriend. Now, there's information that has been posted on social media that the parents say that, you know, they've been told by detectives that they can't confirm that. They can't speak about that. They're saying, you know, the van is found. We'll worry about the boyfriend later. What we want to focus on right now is finding her. She is not with the van. She never made it home.
Garna Mejia with KSL Television has been following the mystery of disappearance of a 22-year-old woman who left New York in early July to travel the United States in a van. went through Utah at some point, stopped here for a few days, and then after she got to the Tetons, disappeared, just seems to have vanished. And her parents are asking for help, authorities in New York now on the case. And so, Garna, my question is, how can we help? Is there a description of the van or a description of this woman, maybe more specifics of where they hung out while they were here in Utah?
Yeah, so it seems that the family has been able to confirm that their van was spotted at Grand Teton National Park. So they feel really confident in saying she was there on the 25th with, you know, likely this boyfriend of hers. So what they're hoping is that anyone in this, you know, Utah corridor into Grand Teton National Park, and possibly even Yellowstone, who may have seen her, who maybe was there visiting the parks and took a picture. It sounds like, you know, it's a unique van. It's a little van that they've converted to be something that they can sleep out of and cook out of. And we've got pictures on our website. She's described as being 5 feet tall, five foot five. She's a small frame, blonde hair, blue eyes, and just looks like a really, really young, happy person. They've got information on her Instagram. The parents have started a Facebook page, Find Gabby. And so you can go and find that information. But right now they're really focusing on, if you see somebody that fits her description, something that's really important too is that she has a tattoo on her arm that says, "Let it be." So it's a very distinct tattoo. Mm-hmm. If anybody recognizes her, to approach her and call police, or if you have any pictures from those parks where she may have, you know, appeared, if you can reach out and let them know.
Now, Garna, when I first heard this story, I started thinking, you know, this van camping, the overlanding, it's sometimes called, has become very popular, and very popular in just the last year or so during COVID, where people just live out of their van and they kind of do this off the grid experience. But as soon as you said the van has been found and she's not in it, that changes, I think, the entire dynamic. So it doesn't sound like, oh, she just wanted to get away, because again, they found the van. It sounds like they wanted to kind of do this travel as a social media experiment or to get notoriety, whatever it might be. Everything points to foul play.
I mean, unfortunately, I think that's kind of the fear. And so you're absolutely right, Dave. There has been, according to her parents and what we have found on social media, no activity from her. The parents say that they're pretty sure after August 27th, she went silent on social media. And that was the whole point of part of documenting this trip, was just like you said, gaining a following and seeing if they can go visit other places. So she was also, her mom says, in constant contact. Mom and dad are separated. Dad lives in Florida. Mom lives in New York. She would contact both of her parents, but she was really in really regular contact with her mom. So when she stops answering text messages, the mom says that after August 25th, you know, through August 30th, she's not even sure if the text messages she was getting were from her. She says she has her reservations about that. And there's just a lot of questions, but behavior that her parents and family and friends are saying at this time that is just highly irregular.
Garna Mejia of KSL Television, we know you're going to continue to track that story closely. The disappearance of Gabby Petito, or Petito, did I say that last name right? Petito?
Petito, yes.
Petito of New York. Made the cross-country trek to Utah, went into the Grand Teton National Park, and then was apparently on her way to Yellowstone National Park in a Ford van, a 2012 white Ford van, and she somehow just vanished. And her parents are begging for any information to be reported to the police department in Suffolk County, New York. I'm sure if you called any police department and told them you had information on this white van or information that you've spotted Gabby at some point, that they would take your call. But I'm looking at this Find Gabby Facebook page right now, Dave, that Garna just talked to us about. And she's blonde, smiling. In this photo, she's wearing a pink shirt, and another photo, she's got her sunglasses on top of her head. 22 years old, blonde, blue eyes, 5'5", somehow vanished after she made the trek through Utah. This is every parent's worst nightmare, Dave.
Yes, and it's gaining popularity, this traveling across the country in a van. So this is something that my daughter, she wants to do this. She wants to get a van. She wants to fix it up. She wants to travel. And this has always been my worry, is you lose contact. We don't know where you are and what could happen. We don't know, but it seems suspicious. You know, it doesn't really feel like a publicity stunt. It seems like something has happened, and that's what's scary.
Straight ahead, again, continuing to track that news conference that Mayor Mendenhall just held, trying to find out if she will continue to extend the mask mandate in Salt Lake City schools. We're going to get word in a moment from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson, who's live at the news conference. Also, we've got this crazy story that's been unfolding over the weekend of this altercation at a kids' soccer game right here in Utah, where spectators and kids fled because someone brought a gun. Lindsay Ayert has been tracking that story and going to tell us why somebody brought a gun to a soccer game.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.